Yesterday, we told you how hard it is to get help for a child with mental illness. Today, we'll look deeper into the barriers, including a shortage of psychiatrists and other providers. And as rates of mental illness appear to be worsening amid the pandemic, more and more children are suffering. For Side Effects Public Media, Carter Barrett reports.
So when I was an undergrad in a lab, the grad students crocheted that for me. Our mentor.
Gabriela Rodriguez is a psychologist at an Indianapolis Children's Hospital. She shows me around her office and points out keepsakes, like a crocheted sign that says drastically different and thank you notes.
So some of these are from patients, some of them are from students and things like that. So those are all really nice.
And just in your experience, is there enough mental health professionals for children to meet demand?
No, absolutely not. We have long wait lists. Everyone has a long wait list right now.
Rodriguez says during the pandemic, more children are seeking mental health services. But with wait lists, help is delayed at a crucial moment.
It's really challenging because we know that the sooner that we can get help, the better, right? And so any time that's spent waiting is, I think, wasted time, unfortunately.
Finding help was a problem even before COVID hit. In 2018, a federal agency said that 1 in 10 children in America has a serious mental illness, and only half of them will get treatment. And COVID has put even more stress on children, like dealing with virtual school, mask mandates, and the fear of losing loved ones. Now, families facing both acute and long-standing problems struggle to find treatment. And why is it so hard to find mental health providers? Let's consider psychiatrists, who often treat more serious cases because they can prescribe medication.
So the number of residents 5 years ago was 6 for the state, and now are at 24. Certainly some positive growth in that regard.
This is Dr. Michael DeMott. He runs IU Health's psychiatry residency program. He's describing a 4-fold increase, but it won't have a big impact anytime soon. It takes years to train doctors, and adolescent and child psychiatrists require 2 extra years of school. Psychiatrists also tend to be older than other types of doctors, and they're leaving the field at a faster rate than we can train them. One study projects that in 2024, 2,600 psychiatrists will retire, and there will only be 1,800 new ones to replace them. DeMott says young doctors can be quickly overwhelmed by the demand.
For a resident, doing inpatient work, depending on where they're at in training, they may be limited to 8 or 10 patients. Whereas upon graduation, there's, folks practicing caring for twice that many on a daily basis.
The American Academy for Adolescent and Child Psychiatry says there should be 47 child psychiatrists for every 100,000 children. Indiana has just 6 for every 100,000 children. There's another factor that can put mental health care out of reach for some families: psychiatrists foregoing insurance. That forces patients to pay out of pocket, which can be really expensive. And the reasons for going this route are complicated, but it's often a doctor's response to low reimbursement rates from insurers.
Which then puts pressure on practices to see more patients more quickly. And in psychiatry, that's really challenging because so much of our work is built around relationships.
That's IU Health psychiatrist Diane Rice. By not taking insurance, providers can charge more and avoid squeezing patients into 15-minute appointments. Other mental health providers are also feeling the pandemic strain. Therapist Rebecca Peters runs a child and adolescent practice in Lafayette, Indiana. She's seen more problems because of the pandemic.
I would say acute stress, even PTSD kind of symptomology.
And her wait list is long too.
Well, I will tell you, I hate returning phone calls because I start with, I do not have any new client appointments until August.
Some hope innovations like telemedicine will make it easier for people to get treated. Meanwhile, the federal government is giving more money to mental health groups across the country as part of the latest COVID relief bill. But some experts warn that stressors of the pandemic will be felt for years, and the full impact is unknown. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.